Yes.
This week marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of Jaroslav Ježek, a man whose musical compositions from the late 1920s and the 1930s have stood the test of time. Critics agree that Jaroslav Ježek belongs to the canon of the First Czechoslovak Republic, and his short life mirrors that of many of his artistic contemporaries. Educated in Prague during the interwar era, Jaroslav Ježek achieved fame in his homeland before being forced to flee Czechoslovakia with the advance of the Nazis in 1938, and he spent his last years in exile in the United States. In this edition of Czechs in History, we'll look at the various phases of Jaroslav Ježek's life and hear some of his compositions. To mark the 100th anniversary of Jaroslav Ježek's birth, the Czech National Museum of Music has prepared an exhibit detailing the composer's life and artistic achievements. Fittingly, the exhibit's chosen title matches that of what is probably Ježek's most famous song, Život je jen náhoda, or Life's Full of Coincidences. The exhibit is divided into four main sections, the first featuring Jaroslav Ježek's childhood in Prague, the second, his work in the area of classical music, the third, his activities connected to Prague's Osvobozené divadlo, or the Liberated Theatre, where he worked closely with the famous duo of Jiří Voskovec and Jan Werich, and lastly, a section devoted to the final phase of Ježek's life, which he spent in the United States. The exhibit's coordinator is musicologist Věra Šustíková, who explains how she dealt with the most productive period of Jaroslav Ježek's life, which dates from about 1927 to 1938.
To období slávy máme ještě rozděleno na dvě samostatná témata.
I have divided the period of Ježek's great popularity in the Czech lands along two themes, because I wanted to stress that his creativity touched two different areas. On the one hand, he composed music for the masses, though his folk songs are also very artistic. This part of his work is reflected in folk songs, jazz, and music for the theatre, all what we would call useful genres. But on the other hand, he also composed highly avant-garde classical pieces, and he was known throughout all of Europe as a young avant-garde composer. He was recognized as a representative of Czech Cubism, and people like Darius Milhaud and Igor Stravinsky knew him, as did our own Bohuslav Martinů, who was living in France at the time. Jaroslav Ježek was respected greatly by our own leading Czech composers like Josef Suk, Bohuslav Förster, Alois Haba and Kabe Jirák, who later lived in America.
Born in Prague in 1906, Jaroslav Ježek died in New York City in 1942, a life cut short by a hereditary kidney disease. In his brief 36 years, Jaroslav Ježek managed to leave a musical mark on those of his own generation and many beyond. Věra Šustíková again.
Přestože mladý, tak vlastně jeho absolventská práce, koncert pro klavír a orchestr.
Despite the fact that he was very young, his graduating piece from 1927, Concerto for Piano and Orchestra, was played by the Czech Philharmonic, the most prestigious orchestra in our country. His other compositions for orchestra were also performed by the Czech Philharmonic. Ježek was also unique in the world of classical music because he introduced a new type of sound by bringing the music from the street, so to speak, into concert halls. It's likely that he was inspired by the Paris Six in this sense because Ježek too used jazz techniques in various combinations for classical music. On the other hand, it's also possible to say that Ježek was the founder of Czech dance songs. Here he used classical methods and raised the level of the genre that were popular with common people.
Although Jaroslav Ježek popularized the sound of jazz in Czechoslovakia, meaningful recognition of his work as a jazz artist on the international scene came only after his premature death in 1942. When the great American jazz legend, Benny Goodman, heard a recording of Ježek's on the radio, he couldn't believe that what he'd heard originated from pre-World War II Czechoslovakia. Jaroslav Ježek left Prague after 1938, when Hitler's army annexed Czechoslovakia. He found refuge in New York City, where he married and became a prominent member of the Czechoslovak exile community. Though still, the years of exile were generally unhappy ones for Jaroslav Ježek. Věra Šustíková reveals some of what visitors will find at the exhibit concerning this chapter of Ježek's life.
Umělecké dílo od osobní stránky nelze oddělit zcela. Samozřejmě, že já jako muzikolog vlastně...
It's impossible to separate artistic work from the personal aspects of life, but as a musicologist, I'm interested in reflecting on Ježek as a composer, a man of music. But you can't isolate Ježek's music from his life, so the exhibit includes materials that document his arrival in New York, his place of residence, his workplace, explanations of who he knew, where he appeared in public, and even documents from the police regarding his problems getting a visa and so forth. His wife, Frances Ješková, brought her husband's remains back to Czechoslovakia after the Second World War. And thanks to her, we also have an album that Ježek kept, where he saved American newspaper articles, photographs, and even his fingerprints. So we had a great source of information about this time in New York City. These documents should be very interesting for the Czech public, because for the 40 years that we were cut off from America, it wasn't possible to see these materials here. So it's the first time that Czechs will have an opportunity to see original documents from the American phase of Ježek's life.
New York, Washington, hůř než my prý jsou na tom. Blahobyt se ztrácí, v USA nemají práci, v justici nikdo nevěří, u všech dveří jsou gangsteři.
After the dust of World War II had settled, Frances Ježek brought her husband's remains home to Prague. Jaroslav Ježek was laid to rest in Prague's Olšany Cemetery on January the 5th, 1947. During the ensuing period of communist rule, which lasted from February 1948 to December 1989, the interpretation of Jaroslav Ježek's legacy was mixed. His classical compositions and popular songs were allowed by the authorities, yet his work as a jazz musician was not officially recognized. So Ježek's legacy came to represent different things to different people. He was generally known and sanctioned as a man of popular song, and to the members of the dissident jazz section, he served as a model of musical freedom. Jaroslav Ježek's contributions to 20th century Czech music are vast. And Věra Šustíková reminds us of one more extraordinary fact.
Málo kdo ví, že jako dítě byl vlastně nejen téměř slepý.
Very few people know that as a child, Ježek was not only nearly blind, but he was also disabled by a hearing impairment, the result of an infection during an illness. So you could say that his disabilities were so serious that it was hardly thinkable that one day he'd be able to devote himself to music. And not only did he become a composer, but he was so successful that he stood at the helm of the interwar Czech music scene.
For those interested in seeing the exhibit honoring Jaroslav Ježek, it runs at the Czech National Museum of Music in Prague 1 until February the 26th of next year.